So we have, the setup is that Jesus is gaining traction. People are starting to believe in him. And so the solution to that is he's got to be killed. And so the plan of killing Jesus is being put into motion. You know, what are we going to do? How is this going to unfold? But now they have a secondary problem. A secondary problem is, it's not just that people are believing in the Messiah has come and like there's this new thing happening, not just because of Jesus, but because of Lazarus. Did you get that? Lazarus has been given new life by Jesus. Lazarus has been reborn, if you will, because of Jesus. So it's not just Jesus who's bugging them. It's the people whose lives Jesus touched are bugging them. And so we see this incredibly tragic scene. This is a tragedy. This is, you know, when we think about the drama that's unfolding, and the as they are described, you know, Judas is a thief, and the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, and so we see the sickness of human nature unfolding in the gospel today. And again, I know you're here today to worship Jesus. You're here today to bend your knee in adoration and to give him glory and praise, to seek to be healed and strengthened by him. But again, we have to be very careful about being the them and the us, and they're the bad guys and we're the good guys and all of those things. Because let me tell you, the chief priests, they were convinced they were the good guys. They did not wake up in the morning and say, how do I do evil today? And so, but as I mentioned last week, so I'm going to hit this nail again today. They were closed-minded. They were utterly and absolutely done, zip-tied. It was over. Jesus is bad. We don't care how many people he raises from the dead. We don't care what happens. And in our lives, we just have to be careful about that. We have to constantly pray that we recognize that the Lord is my light and my salvation. We must live our lives striving that the ministry of the prophet Isaiah foresees the Messiah to open the eyes of the blind. What sin does is it blinds us. What Jesus does is give us light. The light came into the world, but people prefer darkness. And so you and I think we have the right to say this, not me. I do not prefer darkness. I prefer the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I want to follow the light. And so let that be our mantra. Yes, we have convictions. Yes, we are certain. Yes, we stand on the rock of our salvation. But Lord, be my light. May I never fall into the path or the pit of the chief priests, of this tragic line. And the chief priest plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many Jews were turning away. How blind can you be, you know? But again, that's human nature, unhealed by God's grace. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given us. May we always walk in the light.